Newstalk ZB, it is now 28 to 7. William Curtain is from Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver Plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver Category Winner New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver Plan funds for your retirement savings needs. Now, for more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call Milford direct on 0800 662 345. That is milfordkiwisaver, one word, .co.nz or 0800 662 345. William Curtain is with me. William, thank you for your time.
No problem,
mate. What do you think about this upcoming IPO of Genesis Energy? This will be announced anytime soon. What are Genesis Energy's major assets in your view?
Well, the most iconic asset is the Huntly Power Station on the side of the Waikato River there. And this actually isn't just coal. It actually has a gas station as well. But at the moment, they're in the process of actually winding down some of those coal-fired generation stations and converting it into an only gas station. But other than this, they actually have a Tekapo Hydro scheme in the South Island. They've got two other hydro plants in the North Island. And they actually have a 31% stake in a gas field called Kupe, which is just off the coast in Taranaki.
So, William, how does this asset mix differ from the likes of Mighty River Power and Meridian?
Well, Meridian and Mighty River Power are actually both predominantly renewable energy. So that's wind, hydro, solar, or geothermal. So in Meridian's case, it's wind and hydro. For Mighty River Power, it's hydro and geothermal. The difference with Genesis is that Huntly Station, which is coal and gas, which isn't found in the other two listings. And on top of that, they also have that gas field Kupe, which is a little bit different as well.
All right, so Genesis Energy reported its half-year result last week. How was that? It was down a tad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually a big fall with the headline. So 72% fall in the profit to $20 million. But looking into the result, there's actually a couple of one-off events that made it look weaker than what it was on an underlying basis. So the first was some very low power prices, which is sort of a seasonal effect, mainly due to a lot of rainfall in the South Island. And secondly, they actually had to make a $20 million impairment, which is to do with the wind-up of their coal contracts. So looking through those two factors, it's actually an okay result.
Do you think the float is going to be popular?
Yeah, the main thing is it's actually the third listing in the sector, which won't entice investors because they've already had opportunities to buy Meridian and Mighty River Power. But what they're likely to do is to price it at an attractive dividend yield, and that'll bring investors in.
Well, it'll have to be high yield, low price, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. We may actually see a gross yield of around 10%, and it is a stable asset at the end of the day. So if the dividend yield is solid, you will see investors take it up.
What about retail investors? You know, do you think because Meridian and Mighty River haven't really performed as well as they would have liked, that they may stay away?
You may see less retail investors. The institutions have actually got a lot of money, though. So they're actually looking for good assets with solid yields. So you might see a big institutional balance in sort of in spite of the retail investors.
All right. Thank you, William. Good to talk to you. That is William Curtain from Milford Asset Management. That number once again, 0800 662 345, or milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. It's now 24 to 7.